Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Senator Huff, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Please bow with me. Our gracious and divine Creator, we pray your eternal wisdom would guide this body so we may act in the interest of our constituents, our families, and our society. We pray that our hearts will be aligned to solve our political queries, and that we would never lose stride in our continual walk with what is principled. May our great state's motto, "The welfare of the people shall be the supreme law," be representative of our goals. Through you, we wish to exemplify our desire to stride towards what is best for the people and not for us. We must remember Psalms 91:2. I say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Our backbone and deliverer, our sword and shield, we ask that you would provide for us the opportunity to work another day for our constituents. Give us the confidence to place our trust in you alone, so we may be firm in all things through your Son. For in his name we pray. Amen. I pledge.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Sirpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
The quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
I would like to note his presence.
Senator from Franklin. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 53rd day, Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. Senator Rowden in the chair. Senator Gannon offered the following
Senator from
prayer.
Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved, so having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved, as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a special guest, actually special guest this morning. I would like the body to recognize Lieutenant Colonel Joe Johnson from Lewisburg in Dallas County. We are honoring him today for his actions during the Vietnam War. On March the 8th, 1970, then 22-year-old Corporal Johnson's helicopter was under fire from the North Vietnamese Army. The pilot was killed, the co-pilot was severely wounded. Corporal Johnson was the crew chief. He returned fire against the enemy, worked to regain altitude of the helicopter, stayed on the copter's radio for Mayday assistance, and was able to get his crew to a nearby naval hospital with the co-pilot's assistance. In the years that have followed, Lieutenant Colonel earned the Silver Star, Legion of Merit, 2 Meritorious Service Medals, a Single Mission Air Medal, 24 Air Medals, Combat 5 Navy Commendation, 3 Navy Achievement Medals, and a Good Conduct Medal. Lieutenant Colonel Johnson is joined today by his friend Kelly Harwood, who also lives in my district, and also retired Lieutenant Colonel Harold G. Walker, who actually wrote a book about Lieutenant Colonel Joe Johnson. And also they're joined by a friend of my assistant, Pam Bowman's friend, Sherman Robbins from Macon, Missouri, who is joining the Marine Corps in 2 weeks. He heard about the celebration we were having, and he wanted to join the festivities. Would you all please stand and welcome my very special
guests? Would these guests please rise? And would the Missouri Senate welcome these heroes to our chamber? Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left is the Speaker of the House of Representatives carrying the hardware of the championship team of the softball tournament last night, which I just so happened to be on, with the Senator from Franklin, the Senator from the 2nd, the Senator from the 24th, and myself. We won. We won the final by a score of 21-1 against the House floor leaders team. And I don't know if we can get that in the state record, but I think it's important to show that we beat the floor leader in the House by 20 runs in the championship. And that was really important to state for the record. But I'd ask the body to make the speaker feel welcome. And it was really a lot of fun, and they organized it well.
Let's welcome the Speaker of the House to the Missouri Senate floor today. Congratulations. Good to finally see the speaker come over to the upper chamber. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Lawrence County.
Mr. President, on your left as well, there is another glove. It's of a different color. It looks like it's bronze. It does have first place on the placard, though, but it's consolation. Uriah Stark, there holding the trophy, was the manager and team leader of the Legislative Legends. And although we got trounced pretty handily by the folks with the gold glove, I think we had a pretty good standing. We appreciate all those who took part. It was a fun time. And I don't remember exactly how much money was raised for charity, but hopefully next year we'll have a Senate team of Senate only. So if your interest has piqued, give me a holler, and we'll have a good time. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's welcome the Bronze Glove Award winners to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests, petitions, memorials, and remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, would you please ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask they be read.
There are no messages from the House. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Shelby.
No, you go.
Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, I have an announcement.
Proceed.
Mr. President, following adjournment, you heard the introduction from the Senator of Dallas. Lieutenant Colonel Johnson and Lieutenant Colonel Walker will be in the Senator from Dallas's office. Lieutenant Colonel Walker will be signing some of his books, and I encourage the body to please go by there and please visit these true heroes and listen to their stories. And I'd just like to say this real quick. Lieutenant Colonel Walker is from the Boot Hill and knows a lot of stories about the Boot Hill, and everybody please take their time and go by and visit these heroes.
Thank you, Senator. Great visit. Senator from
Thank you, Mr. President. The chair has an announcement. Your Committee on Appropriations will continue their work 15 minutes upon adjournment from the chamber today down in Senate Committee Hearing Room number 2.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 265 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight?
It shall be so referred. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, as I have mentioned previously, the body should prepare for a longer than normal Thursday tomorrow. And with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.